Welcome back. I'm Chris Conley. We're at our first intermission at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point, where the Smash Panthers lead the DC Everest Evergreens 2-0. A little bit of clerical work here from the first period. The second goal, we've had a scoring correction. Matt Hoyt is being credited with the goal. It was originally given to Colby Keller. That was the goal where Michael Moe was screened on a shot from the far boards out at the blue line. The first goal was much more legitimate, a wrist shot from Jake Jaworski just outside the red circle on the far side. Both of the shots that Moe has allowed have gone to his upper left. Moe also denied Spash on two breakaways. Kind of the frustrating part for DC Everest. Had a pretty good scoring opportunity with bodies piling up in front of the Spash net, but were unable to get it into the net. And then because of the flopping on the puck, we had a penalty shot for Chris Babiarz, and Babiarz was denied by goalie Nathan Siklavan. Siklavan made 10 saves in the first period. Michael Moe made 11 and allowed those two goals. The other frustration for the Evergreens is they came out and looked so well, but the Evergreens' best stretch of hockey was probably the first 2 minutes of the period. And the Evergreens did not score while Smash was still trying to find its sea legs earlier. And then Smash got the momentum, say, from the middle part of the first period on and outplayed the Evergreens, really, for extended periods. In fact, the Evergreens went for a fairly long time without being able to hold a zone and get a sustained attack. Our final Wisconsin Valley Conference standings for the year, Wausau West and Wisconsin Rapids share the conference title, each with 11 points, each with a 9-2 conference record. And of course, the Evergreens figure very much in the top of these standings. Wisconsin Rapids would have won the conference title outright if it wasn't for a 5-4 overtime loss to these DC Everest Evergreens. Tonight's DC Everest opponent, Stevens Point, finished in third place, 7-3-1 in conference play. The Evergreens were 6-5-0 in conference play. And then the bottom three are Wausau East, Merrill, and Marshfield. The Evergreens had to play a first-round team to get to this point in the playoffs, and they blew out Tomahawk 11-1. Evergreens come in as the number five seed. The top four get byes. The winner of this game will get Wausau West. The Wausau West game has already gone final. They've blasted Lakeland 11-0. So Wausau West at Marathon Park awaits the winner of this game on Tuesday night. You would imagine that West would probably like to see Spash, because Spash dealt the Warriors a loss in the final regular season game, and that denied the Warriors the title outright. So you can imagine when you have the opportunity to pay a team back in the postseason, that's exactly what you'd like to do. So Wausau West would like to avenge that loss against Stevens Point. The Panthers would have to meet them there, though, and right now Stevens Point is up 2-0 on DC Everest. Evergreens had one power play opportunity. They got that penalty shot during the power play. Were able to get one or two more chances on goal after that, but were unable to convert. In fact, Spash had a breakaway and an opportunity shorthanded during that power play. Michael Moe went down and made the save. He denied Jake Jaworski, who had scored on him earlier in the period. If you weren't with us at the start of the broadcast, well, first, where the heck were you? Secondly, we went through what happened when these two teams met. This ice at KB Willett Arena has not been kind to DC Everest. They lost to Smash 4-0 here earlier in the season. And that was not a particularly good game for the Evergreens. They managed only a few shots on goal. If I remember, they had only 11 or 12 shots, didn't nearly generate enough opportunities to get a goal, let alone to win the game. The Evergreens played much better on the bigger ice at the Greenheck Fieldhouse earlier in February. That was a frustrating loss for DC Everest. They had a one-goal lead twice. The Evergreens were up 1-0, and the Evergreens were up 2-1 in that game. That was also the unusual game where the plexiglass in the corner broke, and we had a long half-hour delay. Coach Dan Van Slyke thought that his team wasn't really the same after that delay, that just standing around waiting for the rink to be repaired took away a lot of momentum. Spash came back to tie that game 2-2 in regulation, and Stevens Point won it in overtime 3-2. The Evergreens really, you know, one of the bits of feedback that I heard from that game, because that game was not on radio, we had a basketball doubleheader that night, was that the Evergreens put out tremendous effort, but they played their hearts out in that game, and just had it go the wrong way for them. So that was very frustrating. The Evergreens hoping for an opportunity to turn things around tonight. They find themselves, though, on a short end of a 2-0 score here with goals from Jake Jaworski and Matt Hoyt in the first period for Spash, staking them to this 2-0 lead. Teams will be back on the ice in the moment for where the start of the second period, and we will be back to drop the puck after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point. Second period about to get underway. Teams are back on the ice. Spash leading DC Everest 2-0. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Valley Communities Credit Union, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. And Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of DC Everest Evergreen Sports. Chris Babiarz gathers at center ice for DC Everest. He'll take this opening drop against Nate Hoyt. And the second period will be underway shortly from KB Willett Arena. Evergreens last year had a 1-0 lead for what seemed like forever on this ice before eventually losing 3-1, giving up three unanswered goals all in the third period. Puck drops, we're underway. Evergreens briefly controlled it, but now it goes back to Spash. It's on Nate Hoyt's stick. Hoyt goes forward along the far boards for Jared Hauke. Hauke now cross ice for Matt Tetreault. Tetro can't control it. Now it's along the far boards. Backhanded into the Evergreen zone. Evergreens try and clear it, but they can't. It goes behind their net. Grant Schakowsky took a big hit there. A little traffic in front. Got to clear somebody out. Goes into the corner. And now it comes briefly loose in front. One of the Evergreens players is down on the ice, and Spash still manages to hold the zone. Jared Hauke along the far boards. It's in the corner now as Spash looks to center, tries to go back out to the blue line, hops over the stick of Max Tetro, unable to control. Spash has to clear out of the zone. They do control at center ice. Circling around there is Austin Haas. Haas goes along the near boards. Haas looks to get it back. That pass a little behind him in his skates. Haas does skate in onside. Now goes into the corner. Takes it behind the net. He's looking to center. Michael Plaza puts a body on him. Here's his bad pass taken away. Evergreen send it back out to the neutral zone along the near boards. Spash looks to send it back in. Evergreen's trying to get something going here. Trailing 2-0 to Stevens Point. 15 and a half minutes to play second period. At center ice, here comes Spash. Onside, that stick checked away. Pretty good defense there from Avery Allard. Goes into the corner. Also fighting for it for the Evergreens is Grant Dennis. Spash player took a hard hit here. Stevens Point controls at the blue line. Shot on goal. Save. Down low with the stick. Mason Schakowsky put it on goal. Here come the Evergreens. 3-on-2 if they hurry coming back the other way. Instead, it is sticked into the corner. The Evergreens will get a partial change. Chris Sackman wraps around the net. Bryce Dively tries to fight for it. Sackman behind the net. Nope, now it's on the stick of one of the Spash defenders. No opportunity. Didn't even get something on goal there. There's a bad pass from Spash. Sent right back into the zone from Nate Bruns. But a Stevens Point defender is waiting for it. And now goes cross ice. Evergreens take the puck back at the blue line. Nate Bruns. Bruns into the corner. Trying to get a body on it is Austin Shiro. Shiro fights for it in the corner. Evergreen still fighting for it up along the near boards. Now it comes out. Spash will have a 2-on-1 the other way. Coming back here is Tyler McHugh. McHugh shot, save! Blocker save, Michael Moe. Went up into the corner. Boy, Spash is so fast at turning around those counterattack opportunities. Again, Michael Moe with a quality save there to keep this at 2-0. Evergreens cannot fall further behind. Big hit behind the play, no penalty. Sent hard into the boards there was Derek Tomczyk. Evergreen centering in front, briefly loose, unable to get it on the backhand with Seth Jaglinski. It was in front, Jaglinski on the backhand side, couldn't quite catch up with it. Coming back the other way and denied down low, skating on goal was Jacob Dunfries. Michael Moe got a stick in there and denied it. Now it's in the corner, one of the Evergreens has it. The Evergreens try and send it out, nope, Spash holds the zone, wraps it all the way around the boards again. 13 and a half minutes to play, second period, 2-0. Evergreen still trying to get on the boards. Spash thinking about a wraparound here behind the net. Nick Page. Page now centering in front. Had a man in front. Shot just wide. Nick Larson just missed the far post. Evergreen's trying to do this here. Very physical in the corner here. We're going to have a stoppage. I think we're going to take two players off for fighting in the corner away from the puck. Both teams are going to get a change here. Who was involved in that extended exchange? Matthew Yonke, I think. Yonke is going off. And Nick Larson will go off as well. Yeah, they were throwing elbows and going at it beyond there. So both will sit out their time. Face-off is going to come to the right of Michael Moe. Evergreens look to control it. Two on two if they hurry, and Michael Plaza couldn't quite keep it on his stick. Taken back by Spash, and again, just like that, Panthers look to counterattack here. And now this slides all the way through down the ice, and it's on goal for Michael Moe. Moe sends it high off the boards, back out to center ice. Both of the players being called for head contact. They'll both sit 2 minutes, so he still stays 5-on-5. Evergreens are at center ice. On the stick of Brady Burrell. Burrell sent that on goal from outside the blue line. Siklavan with a save. It's in the corner. Evergreens now fight for it there. Comes all the way out, sent all the way down. Evergreens retrieve it back at their own blue line. It's Alex Degner, and Degner sends it off the stick of one of the Spash players and into the crowd for a stoppage. 12:39 to play, second period. Evergreens still haven't cracked this nut. They trail Spash 2-0. BC Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Faceoff comes from outside the blue line. Spash looks to send it out. Evergreens now at center ice. There's a high hit we play on. Grant Dennis took one in the chops. And here comes Bryce Dively in the corner. Evergreens look to center, go back now to the blue line. It was briefly in the skates of Alex Degner. Degner tries to put it on goal, got a man in front from point blank range. Shot no good over the crossbar from Grant Dennis. Dennis was only about 10 feet away, but that went off the stick of one of the Spash defenders. Deflected well over the crossbar and went out of play. Face-off will come to Siklavan's right, 12:16 to play. It's the Evergreens' best scoring opportunity of the period. Grant Dennis takes the draw, goes behind the net. Dennis tries to follow, thinks about a wraparound, backhand side save, traffic in front. Evergreens hold the zone with Avery Allard. Allard put it on goal and a save for Siklavan. Behind the net, Evergreens look to center, went right through the crease. Still holding it is Alex Degner. Degner's shot just goes wide. All right, the Evergreens putting more pressure on the net, but now Spash gets it out of there. Sends it down the ice, and retreating for it is Avery Allard. Allard goes cross ice. There's a bad pass taken away on the backhand side. Shoot, another save! Oh, wow, how did Michael Moe save that? Kobe Keller took it away and fed Tyler McHugh. McHugh was denied by Michael Moe on that near post. So that's twice in this period that Michael Moe has kept us at 2-0 instead of 3-0. As some bad passes have done no favors for Michael Moe here. And here's a shot on goal off the faceoff, and Michael Moe made a pad save there. It was put on by Kobe Keller. 11 and a half minutes to play, second period. Evergreen send it down ice. Trying to get after it is Michael Plaza. Plaza fights for it in the corner. Plaza looking to center. He had Brady Burrell in front, didn't see him. Plaza now comes back out to the blue line. Here's a shot on goal. Deflected, went off the goalie's mask and popped right up in the head. Put on by Derek Tomczyk. Goes into the corner. Evergreen's there. Comes back out. Evergreen's cannot hold the zone. Goes over Derek Tomczyk's stick. Tomczyk retreats. Bad pass there. And Spash looks to counterattack here. Sent into the corner. Goes around the net. Evergreens have Nate Bruns waiting for it. Bruns leaves it behind the net for one of his teammates. And the Evergreens try and move it forward with Derek Tomczyk, but it's in the corner. Spash now has a partial change. If the Evergreens rush up the ice, here they do. Here's Brady Burrell, far boards. Burrell dumps it into the corner. Take down Michael Plaza. And Michael Plaza lost his skates, landed on the seat of his pants. No call. Play on. Had only one power play. Evergreens got some pressure on the net back in the first period. Got a penalty shot and did not score. 10.5 minutes to play. Evergreens are into the zone here, and they're onside. Here's Grant Dennis. Dennis tried to take a shot, didn't get through cleanly. Knocked away by one of the Spash defenders. Comes right back out to the red line. Spash looks to counterattack again. Jared Hauke. Hauke is taken down. Play on. Evergreens with a two-on-two if they hurry the other way. Grant Dennis. Dennis trying to feed Bryce Dively. Dennis still has the puck on his backhand side. Evergreens get all four, now get five into the zone. Got Grant Dennis in front on the doorstep. It's behind the net. Spash keeps the pressure on as the Evergreens try and hold this zone from the corner. Under 10 minutes to play. Centering pass, shot down, low with a save. Bryce Dively put it on net. Siklovan sticked it aside. And Spash comes back the other way. Sent all the way down the ice, and fastest man to it is Avery Allard. One of the challenges for DC Everest, it looks like Spash has faster skaters. Here's Allard coming back the other way, shot off the stick and over the net, out of play. Avery Allard put that on net. Evergreens have been doing a better job pressuring the Spash net. It has not paid off with a score yet. But the Evergreens, over the last 3-4 minutes here in this second period, have ratcheted up the heat on the Spash Panthers. Faceoff comes to Siklovan's left. Babyarsh tries to control. No, it's Spash that takes it away. Jared Hauke slides it on goal. Slow moving shot that Michael Moe sticks out. In fact, sticks it right out of the zone. Sent all the way down the ice. Trying to chase here is Brady Burrell. Burrell wants to put some pressure. Michael Plaza now has it in the corner. Plaza looks to center. Nope, that's a bad pass. Taken away by one of the Spash players. And Spash now has it in front of the near boards. Brock Caulfield. That goes into the bench area. Stoppage. 9:07 to play. Second period. Spash still holding this 2-0 lead that they built during the first period. DC Everest Hockey is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Faceoff will come right at center ice. And they're calling Matthew Yonke off of this faceoff, and Austin Shiro will take it. Spash controls off the drop. Brock Caulfield trying to disrupt that was Austin Shiro. And chasing it is Matthew Yonke. Goes backwards now. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk along the far board. Spash taking away. Skating into the zone. Matt Hoyt. Hoyt just wide. And went out of play. Stoppage. Again, Spash. Spash is fabulous on the counterattack. When Spash takes the puck away, they've really made the Evergreens pay on bad passes and takeaways. Spash controls off the faceoff and sends it into the corner. Down there in the corner for Tyler McHugh. Now comes back out to the blue line where it is just barely held in by Mason Schakowsky, who sends it behind the net, but an Evergreens waiting for it there, Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk goes through the corner, tries a centering pass, and was unable to get it to his teammate. Trying to put it right back on goal was Mason Schakowsky. Didn't go through cleanly. Now wraps all the way around the boards. Evergreens got to get this puck out of here. Spash fights for it in the boards. They send an extra man in, Colby Keller. Looking to center, went right through the crease. One of the Evergreens defenders disrupted that centering pass. Seth Jaglinski broke it up. Jaglinski tries to chase the puck all the way down the ice. Spash is there. Nope, Evergreens send it back in. One of the Spash defenders takes it away. Jake Jaworski, already a goal scorer here. Jaworski sends into the corner, icing at a stoppage with exactly 8 minutes to play in the second period at 2-0 Stevens Point. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishing all area athletes a successful season. Evergreens get the number one line back on the ice. Chris Babiar is going to take the draw here against Nick Larson. And it went on net off the draw, a bouncing, squibbing kind of puck, and it's covered up there by goalie Nathan Siklovan. Face-off again will come to Siklovan's left, same spot. And this time it goes to the boards, and for a moment, Evergreens weren't aware of where the puck was. Shot from the blue line did not go through cleanly, deflected by one of the Spash defenders, and Spash sends it into the corner. Now it's right at the red line in front of our broadcast position, center ice. Spash now shuttles it into the corner. It goes behind the net. Stevens Point's got a man fighting for it. Nick Page there in the corner, but Page is outnumbered. Very physical in the corner. Big hit applied there by Mike Plaza. Plaza comes down the other way. Evergreens look to counterattack. Plaza tried to center, but Babiar's on the other side of the blue line, so the Evergreens will have to retreat, get organized. Now the puck is on the stick of Alex Degner. Degner sends it in. Evergreens are onside here to Brady Burrell. Now it's into the corner where Baby Ars fights for it. Now Baby Ars has checked off the puck, and Spash is going to come back the other way. Cross ice pass to Nick Page. Under 7 minutes to play. Evergreens take it back. Avery Allard. Allard was just cross-checking the back. No call. Got a shot on goal from a bad angle. Went behind the net. Evergreens hold it in at the blue line as it wraps all the way around the boards. Now there's a bad pass. Cross ice went out of the zone. Brady Burrell tried to backhand it back in. Spash gets a partial change. And here's a loose puck that came all the way out of the net. Michael Moe. Moe was just collided into by one of his old players. Moe is back on his feet. Dangerous there. He got tangled up with Alex Degner. It goes into the corner. All right, Moe's all right, and Degner's there in front of the net, too. So the Evergreens' defense is okay. Puck comes free, and now the Evergreens are going to clear it out of there. Here's Avery Allard. Allard was looking to go ahead to Chris Sackman. Nope, too long. Spash takes it away. Near board. Center ice taken away here from Avery Allard. Allard skating in, didn't have a good angle, and it was stick-checked away. Boy, Avery Allard, you got to get a shot out of that. The Evergreens did not. Evergreens try and hold the zone, centering to Plaza. It's a little bit behind him, and Plaza can't get a shot. Plaza had a lot of room to operate there with a better pass. This one is sticked onto the net from the blue line. Didn't get through cleanly. Grant Dennis put it on, and one of the Spash defenders in front of the net there. Evergreens fight for it behind Michael Plaza. Plaza fights for it in the corner. Evergreens come up to try and hold the zone with Derek Tomczyk. Take it away. Here's Plaza. Shot. Save! Plaza got a pretty good shot there, and Siklavan went right off his chest and into the corner. Now the puck is rolling loose on goal. Sticked aside. Bryce Dively couldn't quite catch up with him. Here comes Spash on the counterattack the other way. Jared Hauke. Hauke couldn't quite catch up with that puck, and the Evergreens take it away. Evergreens will have a 3-on-2 if they hurry here. Coming back, launched from outside the blue line. Derek Tomczyk, it's wide. Rebound came in front, and that's a quick whistle for Nathan Siklavan. The Evergreens didn't have anyone in front. But Siklavan didn't quite cover up that rebound off the boards behind the net. Got a stoppage, 5:22 to play. Face-off is going to come to Siklavan's right. And Siklavan needs a moment. He's looking at something with his skate, like something's not quite right there. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Faceoff comes to Siklavan's left. Evergreens look to control. Nope. Spash gets the puck right behind the net. And they're going to break out the other way. Spash with a rush to center ice. It's on the stick of Kobe Keller. Keller carries it into the corner. Carries it behind the net. Goes out to his teammate at the blue line. Now works cross ice. That was a bad pass. Looking for Max Tatro in the corner. Evergreens look to get it away. Pucks it neutral ice. Hit right in front of the bench there. Avery Allard applied the hurt. Now from outside. Online shot. Rebound score. Spash. Jared Hauke put it on goal. The rebound came out and Colby Keller made the Evergreens pay. Spash leads 3-0. I believe we're going to see that goal goes to Colby Keller. And with 4:53 to play in the second period, Spash has built their lead from 2-0 to 3-0. First shot went wide in that sequence, hit off the boards behind the net, and then came out to Colby Keller, who lit the lamp. Desperation time now for the Evergreens with 4.5 minutes to play in the second period. See who we're going to... Evergreens with an opportunity coming back the other way. Max Tatro gets an assist. And Spash is putting more pressure on the net. Back at the blue line, now sent into the corner by Mason Chakowski. Kobe Keller's goal has the Panthers sitting pretty now at 3-0. And Spash is still holding the zone since then. The Evergreens even a little lifeless after giving up this goal. Spash holding it in. Sent back in at the blue line is Jacob Dunfries. Now it comes out to center ice where Matt Hoyt is waiting for it. Hoyt, a goal scorer back in the first period. Center ice, Nick Larson goes cross ice and sends it behind the Evergreens net. Yeah, I mean, what you don't like here is you've just given up the goal to make it 3-0, and the Evergreens have had nothing in the minute or so of hockey since then. Puck's gone right back into their own end, and the Evergreens have gotten nothing on goal, and Spash, I mean, if anything, Spash has a better chance of going up 4-0 here. Sent all the way down, icing is the call. We're going to come back and have a face-off to Michael Moe's right. 3:35 to play, second period. kind of like the air has gone out of this D.C. Everest team, now trailing 3-0. And there's still a lot of time left. We've got 3:30 left in the second period and all the third period to change the way this one turns out. Off the faceoff, there's a shot. A lot of traffic in front off Michael Moe's blocker. Popped right up. Evergreens try and counterattack. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Long the near boards, Bryce Dively. Dively had it stick-checked into the boards. Dively's behind the net, now into the corner. Evergreens look to hold the zone here with 3:10 to play in the period. Centering around is Grant Dennis. Dennis is on the backhand side, had it stick-checked away and out of the zone. That's a really nice defensive play for the Spash defender, Mason Joukowsky. And now there's a man in front as Spash looks to center. Michael Moe doesn't see the puck. Michael Moe was on the seat of his pants and was able to save that, and then one of his defenders got it out of there. Spash with a golden opportunity to go up 4-0. Michael Moe part lucky and part good on that sequence. Faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's right after the icing call. D.C. Everest playoff hockey is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Baby Ars takes the draw for the Evergreen. Smash looks to control Jared Hauke. It went right through the crease. No one there. Alex Degner takes it away for the Evergreens. Degner sends it out to center ice. Fighting for it there is Plaza. Plaza can't quite catch up with it. And it goes right back to Smash. Jake Jaworski. Long pass into the corner. Jared Hauke. Hauke's the fastest man down there. Hauke didn't have a teammate catch up with him. He was trying to center it, and there wasn't really anyone trailing the play. Hauke needed to hold it. Here's a shot from outside the circle, put on goal by Austin Haas and covered up by Evergreen's goalie Michael Moe. Evergreens trailed 2-0 at the end of the first period and are now down 3-0. And Moe's been under more pressure since then. He played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey in this second period. Only power play opportunity of the game went to the Evergreens. They did not score. Off the faceoff, went in front. Brock Caulfield had an opportunity, but it was sticked aside into the corner. And the Evergreens clear it out to center ice. Spash retreats, takes it there. Evergreens trying to mount their counterattack here, fighting for it at center ice, Brady Burrell. But Spash has the puck. Matt Hoyt. Hoyt to his own blue line. Waiting to get onside. Tyler McHugh, and now sent in. Went off the back of one of the Everest defenders and off Alex Degner's body and into the corner. Under 2 minutes to play, second period. Spash has methodically built this 3-0 lead. Evergreens tried to break out. Nope, disrupting that pass. As Tyler McHugh goes back into the corner. Comes back out of the blue line for Spash. Shot on goal, hits the post and goes in. It's a score for Max Tetro. Tetro hit the far post and deflected into the net, and Spash goes up 4-0. .143 to play, second period, and the Evergreens are starting to hear the death knell of their season. See if we're going to award an assist on that. As the Evergreens now find themselves in mighty deep. Off the faceoff, puck comes back out to center ice. Evergreens just had an opportunity on the other end. The Evergreens score! Evergreens finally get one. Is that Chris Babiarz on the counter? Brady Burrell gets the goal. Quick counterattack for the Evergreens, and finally they have an answer. Brady Burrell scores on a counterattack for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Burrell beats Siklovan to the upper left. And now with 1:26 to play. All right, the Evergreens need some more of that. Evergreens come back the other way. Off the faceoff, Brady Burrell's got it again. He was looking to center for Michael Plaza. Chris Babiarz will get an assist, and Michael Plaza will get an assist as well. All right, Evergreens now with 1 minute left. See if they can close out this period strong, maybe get another goal back. Babiarz fights along the near board. Spash slides it all the way down. This was on goal. Not going to call icing anyway. Should have waved off there, but that's okay. 56 seconds left. Going to come back for a faceoff to Siklovan's left. Brady Burrell is the goal scorer for the Evergreens. The goal came just 16 seconds after Spash went up 4-0. So the goal makes it 4-1. with assist to Baby Ars and Plaza. Evergreen's control off the faceoff, hold it at the blue line to Degner, sends it behind the net. Fighting for it there for the Evergreens is Grant Dennis. Nope, Spash comes out the other way. 45 seconds left. Stevens Point comes back into the other zone on the counterattack. Austin Haas. Evergreens take it away. Evergreens do not have numbers here, but a rush up the far side boards. Grant Dennis. Dennis carries it behind the net. He is trying to center for Bryce Dively. It's in the corner. 30 seconds left in the period. Evergreens fight to hold the zone at the blue line. They cannot. Comes out to the red line. Spash, 2-on-2. Trying to put that on goal was Kobe Keller. It was sticked aside by one of the Everest defenders. Didn't get through cleanly. Spash has it behind the net. 15 seconds left. Now Grant Dennis comes away with it for the Evergreens. Evergreens get it out to center ice. Under 10 seconds left. But it's on the stick of one of the Spash defenders, and that's where the period will come to an end. Spash went up 3-0 and then went up 4-0 before the Evergreens got a counterattack goal from Brady Burrell. We come to our second intermission. Well, 4-1 is better than 4-0. The Evergreens still have a lot of work to do and one more period left to do it if they'd like to keep their season going. We've reached our second intermission. We'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.